Welcome to the Personal Financial Planning Section podcast, delivering insights from experts on tax, retirement, estate, risk management, investment planning, and practice management, designed to help you best serve your clients and take your practice to the next level. I'm your PFP section host, Sarah Bradley. Be sure to visit us at aicpa.org/PFP and stay tuned at the end of the episode for information on how to access valuable resources. And now over to our guest.
Thank you, Sarah. I'm Sandra Truitt with the PFP Section team, and I'm excited to talk to you today about your PFP Section benefits and how to best access your resources and make the most of your membership. Those of you who recently joined the PFP Section, welcome. We're so happy to have you, and really, it's our personal passion and pleasure to help you help your clients. Today, during this talk, I'm going to help you understand how to stay up to date with the latest news, how to make sure you're continuing your learning, how to stay in front of your clients, and how to access our professional guidance to keep you in the loop and keep you practicing as best as you can. You can follow along with my presentation with the slides that are attached. For those of you who just started your PFP Section membership, or for those of you who maybe have been a member but aren't really sure how to best get started, let me give you some quick tips. These are the easiest ways to engage, to start better understanding your benefits, and also just to learn more about what you have access to. I can say, as a person who practiced financial planning for almost a decade, I really wish I would have known about the PFP Section benefits. It really would have changed the way that I practiced. I would have been much more effective and efficient with my clients, and the resources would have helped me stay current had I known more about this wonderful offering. I really say this, and maybe I'm a little biased, but I think we have an unparalleled package that's right here ready for your use, and I'm ready to help you get excited and get involved today so that you can really transform how you practice and how you serve clients. The first thing is make sure you bookmark the PFP Section homepage. If you want to access your resources on the website, don't bother with going through the AICPA main site and having to thumb through down the many different steps you have to take. Simply visit aicpa.org/PFP. That will take you directly to our homepage where you'll see a spotlight of our main benefits, quick links to our top resources, and also additional tips to help you get involved, to help you get started, and to keep you in the know. The second thing is to make sure you add our PFP news to your safe sender list. Now, in the slides, I actually have the actual email address to make sure it's added to your safe sender list, and I'm going to spell that out. It's aicpa@eevan2.aicpa.org. When you add this to your safe sender list, you'll be guaranteed that you'll receive our PFP news each week on Wednesdays. I can say that our team works hard to put together this newsletter to ensure that you're getting all the content you need and all the news you need to know about your latest resources and benefits all in one convenient email. You'll find all the upcoming PFP web events, recent PFP podcasts, and tips for how to maximize your membership, and also information if you're interested in becoming or if you are a CPA PFS holder. Make sure you read the news each week, and I can tell you that this is the easiest and simplest way to stay up to date. Next, make sure you've signed up to listen to PFP podcasts. This is simple. Just go to your favorite podcast app. Maybe that's Podomatic or iTunes or Spotify or even just Apple Pods. So that's what I use to listen to podcasts. So all you have to do is search for AICPA PFP on any of these podcast apps and subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. The great part about subscribing as well is that you'll get notifications every time a new podcast is released. We try and put out about one a week. If you don't want to subscribe to the podcast app, then make sure you're reading our weekly news, which will include all the PFP podcasts there as well. Maybe sometimes you don't think to look into your podcast app, or that's just too much to keep up with. Another way that you can keep up with PFP Section podcasts is to listen to all the recordings available in the PFP Learning Library. I'll talk a little bit more about that in a few moments. We also have a short video series to help you learn about navigating the PFP Section website. The short video series has a quick link, and you can easily access this by downloading the brochure with the quick link to at the end of this podcast. Next, make sure you get connected to your other PFP peers. We have a private AICPA PFP LinkedIn group, and we'd love to have you join and have you actively post. Simply go to LinkedIn, search for AICPA PFP, and request to join the group. Once we verify your membership, then you will become a member of the group, and we're excited to have you online with us. Finally, our PFP team takes a great pride in maintaining close relationships and offering top-notch service to you as a PFP Section member. You can always email us directly without any hesitation at financialplanning@aicpa.org. When you do this, you're coming straight to a member of our team, and we try to answer every email within 24 hours. So those are my top tips for getting started. Now let's talk a little bit more about the benefits and what you can expect. As I mentioned, staying in the know with the PFP news is a great way to go. Make sure that you've already added that to your Safe Sender list, and hopefully you'll receive a copy of the PFP news this week. Next is a subscription to Bob Verus Inside Information. For those of you who are unaware, Bob Verus is a forward-thinking professional who puts out practice management and technical ideas for financial planners. So a subscription to Bob Verus Inside Information normally costs about $250 a year, but this is free and complimentary with your PFP Section membership. So each month, Bob Verus puts out his Inside Information newsletter where he addresses issues in the profession, practice management ideas, and gives his thoughts on other ways that the profession is evolving and that you should as a financial planner. In addition to this, one of my favorite things that Bob does is put out a weekly media reviews. Maybe this is you, but when I was in practice, I had a big stack of those financial planning magazines on my desk, and it never seemed like I could stay up. It seemed like every 3 months or so I had to do a big purge and then start over because I was never able to keep up with all of the great information that the profession was putting out in various industry publications. So what Bob does is he compiles his top recommendations for each magazine and summarizes his top takeaways from each of the most relevant articles. The good thing is, don't be surprised, we report all of Bob Verus Inside Information and his media reviews in the PFP News. The third thing that we offer every week is our Financial Planning Digest. Now, this is a free benefit, and you will have to go in and sign up for the Financial Planning Digest. What we offer here every Monday is a simple digest which compiles the top 14 most relevant and timely articles that came out the week prior in all industry-wide publications. Within the digest, one of the best benefits is if there is an article on a subject where PFP benefits can tie in, we will easily show you how you can learn more, for instance, by reading a chapter in a certain guide or listening to a certain podcast to take your learning further. Financial Planning Digest comes out via email weekly on Mondays. These are the easiest ways for you to stay in the know and take advantage of your news-type benefits. Next is our advisor's guides. I'd like to take a few minutes to explain why these are so important and how these can be maybe your favorite resource. It turns out that a short survey of our PFP Section members conducted last year found out that PFP Section members are most excited about their advisor's guides because they offer in-depth detail on technical planning strategies and different ideas to help you serve your clients well in an ever-changing environment. Probably our most popular guide is the Advisor's Guide to Financial and Estate Planning. We update this every year, and it's written by Steve Siegel and Sid Kess. This is a 4-volume guide, so it's definitely our biggest guide, so don't get overwhelmed when you see that it's about 1,000 pages. What you'll want to do is take a look at the table of contents, check out a chapter, have something to read over your lunch break, or use it to help you access checklists and ideas for planning for clients. So that's our most in-depth and probably our most popular guide, but that's just where it starts. We also have a series on the Advisor's Guide to Retirement and Elder Planning. Within this series, we have a guide on Social Security planning, financing retirement health care, and even more on retirement. So I encourage you to check out that series. Those are just some examples of the technical topics that we cover in our guides, all of which are available to you and unlocked as a PFP section member. We also have several guides that were created to help you run your practice. One example would be our Technology for a Tax and Financial Planning Business Guide. This guide helps walk you through the different types of software available on the market and helps you with a list of decisions you will need to make and things to think through when implementing technology in your practice. This is just a sample of all of the different guides and the in-depth tools and resources available to you. We want to make sure these are updated and that they're most relevant to you. So I highly recommend you use these, think on them, and take the in-depth planning strategies away to help you best serve your clients. Next, I'm going to talk about different ways that you can learn with on-demand training. As a PFP section member, I previously mentioned that you have unlimited access to all PFP recordings via the PFP Learning Library. In the library, we put all recorded PFP-related events, and they're available to you in one simple spot. You can search in the library by topic, or by date, or by type. So, for instance, let's say that there's a webcast featuring Bob Keebler, and the day and time doesn't work for you. If you don't need the CPE, just wait a couple of days. After the event has taken place, we post the recording to the library. Same thing with podcasts. You can access podcasts, videos, and anything else that's recorded in one simple spot. And make sure that you're able to access on your own time when it's convenient for you. As you well know, this year has proven to be a year with lots of hot topics. And so in order to help you stay ahead of the curve and to make sure that you're current on your technical knowledge, we often put together toolkits on trending hot topics to help you learn all about one subject in one place. For instance, we recently put out a COVID-19 toolkit. We also have a proactive planning toolkit with a Secures, CARES, and TCJA. We also have information on Roth IRAs, including decision charts, and much more. So I highly encourage you to check out the toolkits that are on these hot topics to make sure that you're current, up-to-date, and relevant on all these subjects that are likely the topic of many of your client conversations and questions. Within these toolkits, we have various resources. I believe I mentioned decision charts. We also have podcasts. We have webcast recording. We have other articles to help make sure that you're able to learn in the way that's most convenient for you and to stay ahead of the curve. Probably one of our most popular benefits is Broadridge Advisor. Broadridge Advisor is a way that you can stay in front of your clients and in the most effective and efficient way. So the way this works is it's a library of over 3,000 client-friendly, ready-to-use materials on planning and other matters. So, for instance, let me give you a couple of ways that you might use Broadridge Advisor. Let's say that you have a client coming in and you're going to talk to them about a grat. Well, as you and I know, a grat can be a very technical topic and they might not be able to absorb everything you're saying in the meeting. Wouldn't it be nice if you had a simple, plain English takeaway on a grat that you could hand them at the end of the meeting for them to take home with them? Well, instead of having to write something and coming up with it from scratch, simply go into Broadridge Advisor. Search for grat and you'll find multiple articles and resources that are client-friendly, ready to go. The neat thing about Broadridge Advisor is you can actually put your logo and company name and your name on the pieces so that they can be customized and look as if it's something you created. Another way to stay in front of your clients with Broadridge is to use it as a regular communication tool. Whether you want to take some of the articles and include it in your regular newsletter, or if you want to use it for different recurring client contact, that may make the most sense. Let me talk about another way that you can use Broadridge Advisor. The program allows you to upload client information, including things like their name, different demographics like their age, and then maybe even certain aspects about their finances so that you can categorize them. Let's say that you wanted to send all of your clients who are around the age 70 information about required minimum distributions and the changes for this year, and also the changes that took place with the SECURE Act. All you'd have to do is filter all your clients by their age. You can combine them in one mailing, and then you can simply send that group of clients a resource or an article from you about required minimum distribution rule changes. Another way that people often use Broadridge Advisor is just to stay up to date. We have a lot of alerts that they put out. In fact, sometimes they come out as frequently as every week. And these can either automatically come to you or you can have them automatically come to your clients. And it's a simple news alert about something happening with either its tax law changes or different planning things they should be aware of. And so these are really a good way to stay in front of your client. Another thing that I love about Broadridge Advisor is how it's organized. There's a simple Google-like function at the top right-hand corner once you sign in. So that's pretty straightforward and easy to use. But one of my favorite things is on the left side of the screen, you can filter by client life event. So for instance, if your client might be facing a divorce or if they're nearing retirement, you can find pieces that are categorized by the client life event, which is a fairly simple way to access things and makes things quick for you. To go further in depth on Broadridge Advisor, we do have an instructional video training. It's fairly short to help make sure you're making the most of the program and to help guide you through all the different options available. I encourage you to check that out. Also, as a PFP section member, one of the things we want to make sure you take advantage of are discounts. For instance, if you attend our annual conference, the Advanced PFP Conference as part of Engage, or the PFP Summit, you will receive a discount as a PFP section member. Same thing for PFP-related webcasts. If you need CPE, you can sign up for various PFP-related webcasts, which will be called out in our PFP section newsletter at a discount. And then finally, if you want to purchase any additional training like PFP certificates or other online courses, you can usually do so at a discount because of your PFP section membership. One thing I probably should mention is that as a member of the PFP section, every year you get 8 hours of free CPE. You do this by taking advantage of the 4 free CPE webcasts that will transpire across the course of a year. Make sure that you're reading our PFP section newsletter because we'll alert you plenty of time in advance of these events so that you can mark your calendar and be sure to attend. So this is a summary of the PFP section benefits. I want to talk to you a little bit more about the CPA PFS credential. In case you aren't a CPA PFS holder and you're interested in learning more, this is a really fantastic way to set yourself apart from other CPAs and other planners by having the CPA-exclusive PFS credential. One of the values of the PFS credential is it helps your clients and prospects understand that you specialize in providing financial advice to individuals, families, and business owners, and that you can help provide advice when they have questions and needs. One of the other things about the PFS is that it shows clients that you care and that you want to provide the holistic plan. Unlike several of the other financial planning designations available, the PFS really starts with a process, the process of financial planning and providing objective, competent advice that you as a CPA already provide. That's why the PFS aligns so nicely with those of you who are a CPA. Finally, the ASCPA conducted a research survey not too long ago, and it turns out that the vast majority of high net worth clients and high net worth consumers who are looking for an advisor consider the credentials that the advisor holds to be very important when they're deciding who they're going to select. Now, to obtain the PFS, there are a couple ways you can get there. One is if you feel pretty confident with your knowledge on the subject matter and you just need a refresher, you might want to take the PFP boot camp and then sit for the comprehensive exam, which means that you can complete everything in one setting. However, if you want to dive deeper on specific topics or on all of the topics, we might encourage you to take the certificate pathway. This allows you to learn topic by topic. There are 5 different certificates that you would need to complete, and in completing each certificate with the exam that accompanies each certificate, then you would have met the exam requirements for the PFS. In addition to exam requirements, there are also experience requirements, and there's also a requirement that you have enough CPE and a test that you have enough experience in that area. As a reminder, if you have any questions, maybe about obtaining the CPA PFS, or maybe something I've said here just doesn't quite click, I'd be happy to speak with you, and so would the rest of our team. You can contact us directly at financialplanning@aicpa.org. On behalf of the PFP section, this has been Sandra Truitt, and I really hope you enjoyed this podcast. I highly encourage you to visit the PFP section website. There, you'll be able to access the website overview videos that I mentioned, the overview brochure with the quick links, and also the slideshow that accompanies this podcast. Now, stay tuned for Sarah Bradley, who will tell you how to find this valuable resource. Thank you for listening.
And thank you for sharing with our community of listeners. Want more information, resources, tools, and guidance on technical and practice management topics? Visit aicpa.org/PFP and check out the show notes for this episode as well. So if you're not already a member, think about joining the PFP section, which is designed to save you time, help you best serve your clients, and take your financial planning practice to the next level. You'll gain access to a robust selection of high-quality technical and practice management resources like guides, 24/7 access to an online learning library, client communication and education tools, up to 8 hours of free CPE, and more. Don't forget to leave us a review so we can continue bringing valuable and relevant content. And subscribe to our podcast channel so you don't miss an episode. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to next time.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or AICPA.org. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA and AICPA.org are not engaged in offering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and AICPA.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.